Masechtas Alos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. We introduced in the first Mishnah regarding Tumas Meis that there are examples where the Tumah can be transmitted subsequently three times or even four times. So in today's Mishnah Beis, we'll discuss where it can be transmitted three times, and in Mishnah Gimel, we'll discuss where it can be transmitted four times. So Mishnah Beis discusses a special chiddush when it comes to Tumas Meis. When you have a dead body, normally, if a person were to touch the dead body, so the dead body is an avi avosa tumah, and when the person touches it, it goes down a level to avatumah, and subsequently to a rishon and to a sheni. However, when a keli touches an avi avosa tumah, the dead body, the keli retains the same level of tumah as an avi avosa tumah. And we learn that out from the pasuk. The pasuk says in Parshas Chukas, when it discusses about the parah adumah, it says that the person died b'chal al cherev, it died by a sword. So the Gemara asks, why does it matter how the person died? Even if he died by a disease or a sickness, he would still be an avi avos tumah. So why does the pasuk mention specifically he was killed by a sword? So the Gemara answers that the pasuk is teaching you that the sword itself is just like the cholol. In other words, just like the cholol, just like the corpse, is an avi avos tumah, so too the sword that's touching it, or any keli that's touching the dead body, also becomes an avi avos tumah. So it comes out now that an additional item will be able to transmit tumah, and the Mishnah elaborates on the example of three. So let's see. Ketzat Shloisha, how do you have an example where tumah is transmitted three times subsequently? So you have kelim anoigim b'meis. You have that keli, for example, the sword, or any keli that's touching the dead body. Normally, it would be a lower level of tumah and avatumah, but in our case, because it's a keli and we have a special limit of the pasuk regarding tumas meis, so the keli becomes an aviyavaisa tumah as well. That's item number one. Then kalim b'kalim, then that keli that's touching the dead body touches a second keli, so that second keli now goes down, that does go down the level, so the second keli is item number two, it's an avatuma. Tamei and tuma shiva, so both the avi avayisa tuma and the avatuma kalim are both going to be tamei for 7 days, and will need to be sprinkled with the mechatos. Hashlishi, the third item, bein adam bein kalim, now, if someone, whether it's a keli or a person, touches that second keli, the avatuma, they only become a rishon, and the rishon is tamei and tuma serev. The rishon will only be tamei until nightfall. In other words, he dips in a mikvah, and then once he has harif shemesh, once he has sunset, he is going to be tahar. But we learned that chiddush in this mishnah that a keli touching a dead body is an avatuma, is an avi avos tuma, just like the dead body itself. Now we continue with this concept in Mishnah Gimel, where we add on an additional level based on another chiddush. Ketzad arba, how do you have where Tumas Meis is transmitted four subsequent times? Kalim anoigim b'meis, you have kalim touching the body. Again, back to our example of the sword. So that sword is a avi avos tumah, just like the dead body. That's item number one. The adam b'kalim, and then a person touches that sword that's touching the dead body. So that person is an avatumah. So v'kalim ba'adam, and then kalim are touching that person. So normally, the person is an avatumah. A keli touching him would normally be a rishon. However, again, here's our second chiddush, that kalim that are touching a person who is an avatumah because of tumas meis, they also become an avatumah as well. And that's learned out of a different pasuk, where in at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, when it tells us that the Yidden came back from fighting Midian, so the pasuk says that v'chibastim b'gdeichem b'yom ha'shviu t'artem, that you have to wait 7 days, and then on the seventh day, you would dip your clothing in a mikvah, and they would be tahar. So the Yidden went out, and they killed Midianim. So the Yidden, we understand, touching the dead bodies, are going to be tamei to the mace, right? They're an avatoma. But the clothing also have to wait 7 days. A Rishon doesn't have to wait 7 days. A Rishon only needs Harev Shemesh. So from the fact that the clothing, they had to wait 7 days for the clothing as well, that showed us that when a keli, such as clothing, touches a person who is an avatuma from Tumas Meis, then the clothing also is an avatuma as well. And so then it comes out that the clothing and the person, as we're saying in the Mishnah now, the kelim ba'adam tamei and tumas shiva. Both the kelim, meaning the clothing on the person's back, and the person himself are both avatuma. They have to wait 7 days, and then they can be tahar. Harvi'i, a fourth item that touches those clothing, the clothing, bein adam bein kelim tamei tumas erev. So the clothing, whether it's a person or clothing that touches that keli, that's an avatuma, will only be tameh, will only need harif shemesh. So Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Yeshli chamishi, I can give you an example where five subsequent items will be tameh, will transmit tumah from the mace. Hashvud Hatoch of Boyel. So you have a case of a pole that's inserted into a tent. So you have a regular tent where a person died, and you have a pole, right? So if you think of a tent, like the olden times tents, or the tents where you go camping, right? There's a pole in the middle of the tent that's holding up the tent. So the pole is not touching the person, it's touching the tent. And the person's in the tent, so ha'oyel, the tent itself, becomes tamei. Hashvud, then, through the concept of tumas oyel, it extends to the pole as well, because the pole is underneath the tent. So the pole is item number two. So the oyel and the shvud are both aviyah v'isa tuma. Adam anageya b'shvud, then you have a person touching the pole, not in the tent. So that person touching the pole is now going to be a avatoma. The kalim ba'adam, then you have the clothing on the person's back, also becomes an avatoma, based on our chiddush from the beginning of the Mishnah. So all of those items, those four items, are tamei and tuma shavar, all tamei for 7 days. Hachamishi, then if you have a fifth item touching that person's clothing, so you have something else touching the avatoma keli, bein adam lebein kalim, whether it's another person or another keli, tamei tuma serev will only be tamei until nightfall, only be a rishon. So amru lo, so the chamim said back to Rabbi Akiva, ein oil mischashev, don't count the oil in the count. In other words, Rabbi Akiva was saying, I have five items. The first item is the tent, and the second item is the pole. So zokta chachamim, don't count the tent as item number one, because the pole is really getting its tumah directly from the mace. It's not going through the tent. The tent allows tumas oil to spread to the pole, but really the tumah is coming directly from the body and going straight to the pole. So really it's not counted as five items, it's really only four. It's the dead person to the pole, the pole to the live person, and the live person to a keli, and then to a subsequent keli or person. Okay, so it's really only four. So the Rishonim come in and they say, yeah, it's a pretty good Kasha, why was Rabbi Akiva counting five items? It really goes directly from the mace to the pole. We don't understand what Rabbi Akiva was saying. So the Rishonim try to defend Rabbi Akiva a little bit, and they explained that Rabbi Akiva was referring to a special chiddush where the pole is not inside the tent, but rather it's outside the tent. So if you have a dead person in a tent, and the pole is on the outside, it's on the roof, but it's not inside the tent itself. In such a case, the Rishonim say, when it comes to Tumas Meis in an oil, in that case, the Tuma will taka spread from the dead person to the tent, and then the tent will in turn infect, so to speak, or transmit the Tumah to the pole on the outside. And that pole will be an Aviyah V'isa Tumah, just like the dead person. So even though it's on the outside of the oil, it's going to spread through the tent and to the pole. And then when it hits the pole, then you'll be able to count the tent as item number one and the pole as item number two. And that was what Rabbi Akiva was referring to, and to which the Rishonim explained, the Chachamim's response was, in the end, it's still the corpse that is transmitting the Tumah to the pole, because if it was any other tumah, it would not transmit from the tent to the pole. It's only because it's a corpse tumah, and therefore the chachamim are arguing for Rabbi Akiva, and they say we're still looking at it as if it's coming directly from the corpse, from the dead body, and therefore it's not going to be five items. It's really only going to be four.